Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, if you guys like to cook outdoors, and you oughta, you should check out the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. So this is a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge, reaching all the way up to 500 degrees. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle.
Buy, sell, week 7. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today we're going to be buying and selling the running backs and the wide receivers, who we want off our teams and who we want to get on those rosters. And today, to help me break it down, is, of course, my good pal Andrew Erickson, Mr. Big Pod Energy himself, and our other good friend joining us from the Fantasy Stock Exchange, the one, the only, Corey Bushlin. Corey and Andrew are going to help us break down all of the most traded players on the Sleeper app. Corey, welcome back to the show again. And I'm going to hit you with this right off of the top of the bat because people are asking about it. Robbie Anderson gets traded to the Cardinals. Hollywood's going to miss a whole lot of time. Do you care about this Robbie Anderson trade? And what do you think about what's left here with Rondale Moore and DeAndre Hopkins going forward?
I care about it as in, like, I'll spend a bit of waiver money on it, but not like as in I'm excited and I'm dropping my entire fab budget. So I think Robbie Anderson, once he gets, you know, a full allotment of routes running with that team, he'll probably be like a viable low end flex type of option. But that's about the extent that I think he's going to contribute.
All right. Real quick for you, Andrew Erickson, same thing. What do you make of the Arizona Cardinals wide receiving core now that looks a little different than it did a few weeks ago? No more, you know, was Greg Dortch and Hollywood Brown leading the charge? Is Greg Dortch now getting back into your consciousness as well?
I mean, for me, it's just about Rondale Moore. Like, I don't really want Robbie Anderson. I mean, how much better is Robbie Anderson than AJ Green? They kind of look like similar dusty guys. Exactly. Like, AJ Green is still on the team. It's just like we all just kind of forget about it, but he's out there running routes. Like, he's doing something. And that's basically what Robbie Anderson's been doing for the past 6 weeks in Carolina, just getting his cardio in. So I think it's all about Rondale Moore. I really think that he's going to see like double digit targets every single week, because the way that the things are moving is he's the one that's been there the entire time. DeAndre Hopkins has been practicing with the team. Like, this is the first time he's practiced with the team. He's been practicing in a park, is what the reports are saying from DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm excited to play Rondale Moore until he gets hurt. But yeah, let's go Rondale Moore season.
I love the park. It's a great place to practice.
Sleepers, most traded players.
Today, we're going to go through the rest of the names, the most traded players on the Sleeper app, try to give the guys some options on some deals that they might want to make. So let's start with a buy, sell, or hold option here on Jonathan Taylor. I just took an hour's worth of questions on the live stream basically about Jonathan Taylor. Are you buying, selling, or holding Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, I'm buying. Anytime you get elite running backs at, you know, 80 cents on the dollar, you have to be buying. I don't really care what the Colts offense has looked like. I know what Jonathan Taylor brings to the table from his ability and from the whole Colts offense. They run through Jonathan Taylor as soon as they get down near the 20, which is less often this year than it was last year, but he's the guy. So I'm buying low on Jonathan Taylor 100%.
Now, Corey, a couple years ago, that sounded like good logic too. And there was a running back named Saquon Barkley with an ankle injury that took a very long time. Now, I understand that was diagnosed high ankle. This one wasn't. So is that kind of creep into your consciousness too when you're starting to think about the Taylor value, whether or not it really is a good idea to buy him at this point?
Yeah, I would say it really depends on how you're doing in your league right now. If you're a 6-0 team, a 5-1 team, a 4-2 team, and you can afford to lose Taylor for another week or whatever, if he's got to take another week off to get right and get healthy, then I'm cool making that move. If you're 2-4 or something, probably too risky at that point in time. But yeah, if you're ahead and you're looking for a guy to help you out during the stretch run, because there was that year in 2019 where Saquon Barkley was out for a couple games, and then down the stretch in the fantasy playoffs, he paid off for some managers that bought low on him. So I think that it really depends what your record is right now.
Well, who better to talk about buying and selling than the guy who runs the stock exchange for fantasy right now? So let's go. Let's talk about it. And Jonathan Taylor is one of the most traded guys over on the Sleeper app, and that's what we're going to be using for our data today. Talk about some of these players that are moving back and forth between teams. Let's see if I can tempt my good pal Andrew Erickson with a trade for Jonathan Taylor. Would you take Aaron Jones and Daryl Henderson and kind of load up with more RBs, or would you stick with the elite level Jonathan Taylor right now?
I would stick with Jonathan Taylor if it was between Aaron Jones and Daryl Henderson. I mean, I don't think Daryl Henderson is even going to be like the long-term RB1 for the Rams. Mm-hmm. So I don't really look at him as a very useful piece. And Aaron Jones, I mean, it's been a major disappointment. We were projecting him to lead this team in targets and catches, and his receiving role hasn't increased at all without Devontae Adams. So very disappointed by Aaron Jones. So I'm going to stick with Jonathan Taylor.
All right, let's see if I can up the ante with one of your all-time favorite players. How about Breece Hall? And I'll throw in on top of that a Tony Pollard for Jonathan Taylor. Does that get it done?
For Breece Hall, yeah. Because when we look at Breece Hall and what he's doing, I mean, he's already an RB1. He has a great playoff schedule, and he's going to end up being a league winner. And he's healthy. So I would take Breece Hall. If I could move off Jonathan Taylor to get Breece Hall plus, I do like Tony Pollard, especially this upcoming next couple weeks. Yeah, I would do it for Breece Hall.
All right. How about you, Corey? How about Breece Hall and AJ Dillon? Is that a trade that you would make for Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, I actually made a trade for Breece Hall in my home league. I traded away Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison, and then I got another small piece, and I got Breece Hall and Michael Gallup back, who I then flipped for Jerry Jeudy. So I'm all in on the Breece Hall train as well. If you're giving me Breece Hall plus for Jonathan Taylor, like Erickson said, he's healthy right now. He's got a better receiving workload than we're going to get out of Jonathan Taylor, and they both have, you know, the same kind of measurables, breakaway speed and, you know, tackles avoided per attempt and all the stuff that we look for out of our fantasy running back. So yeah, if you're going to give me Breece Hall plus, I'll take Breece Hall and AJ Dillon for Jonathan Taylor, but I'm still buying Taylor. And I think you won't have to pay quite that much for him at this point in time.
Well, that becomes the interesting piece. It was certainly fascinating to see Deion Jackson do what he did when Jonathan Taylor was out. So I've got a few shares of Jonathan Taylor myself, and I have to say, it's very difficult to get the right value for that player. And that is something I think a lot of people are struggling with. And like I said, on the live stream today over on our YouTube channel, we did an hour and change, and there were so many questions about Jonathan Taylor, so many trade proposals being out there. So clearly this is a guy that if you want to get in the business of Jonathan Taylor, this is the time to do it.
Joe,
yes.
You know who I traded Jonathan Taylor for before last week?
Who?
Ja'Marr Chase.
Ah, well, that was good. Well, we talked about that. If you're going to get elite for elite, that's always a trade you're willing to make, especially in that matchup that we like so much. And that was our number one lock player of the week on our DFS show on Friday. So that worked out well. Let's just point that in. Good times. Lots of cash in. Another guy that is also very valued around fantasy circles is Amon-Ra St. Brown. We're giving away an autographed helmet signed by none other than Amon-Ra St. Brown. Go to fantasypros.com/contest to enter today. All you have to do is leave a review of the podcast wherever you get your pods. You go to Apple Podcasts, leave a nice 5-star review, talk about how much you love the show. We appreciate that. That is an entry into the contest. So go to fantasypros.com/contest and go and make your review of the show. And don't forget to follow us as well for extra entries into the contest on all of our social media channels. That means Fantasy Pros on Instagram, on TikTok, on the Twitter machine. And we've only got a few weeks left here in October. So go get it at Amon-Ra St. Brown helmet. Let's get to another player. And maybe we want to get onto our teams. Another RB. It's getting moved in a lot of spots. Joe Mixon. Erickson, we'll start with you. Joe Mixon, do you want to buy, sell, or hold this piece?
I'm gonna buy Joe Mixon. And I had looked at Joe Mixon as a player. I looked at the carries this week. He had 8 carries in week 6, which was his lowest output of the season. So when I looked at that initially, I was like, oh man, like you got to sell Joe Mixon. Like, you know, he's not getting the volume that he once got during the beginning of the season. But then I kind of looked a little bit closer and I'm like, you know, his efficiency has really gone up the last couple weeks. Like, everyone was complaining about Joe Mixon. Oh, he's not efficient. Like, he's running into the back of the offensive line. Last 2 weeks, 5.6 yards per attempt. And you look at his rushing EPA, it ranks fourth. His rushing EPA weeks 1 through 4, dead last in the NFL. What's the difference? The Bengals are running more shotgun. Like, they're changing their offense to cater more towards Joe Mixon's strengths. They're doing more RPOs. And we're seeing this offense start to really cook. So for me, if people are selling Mixon based on the fact that he only had 8 carries in week 6, I'm going to be a buyer because I know that that's probably not going to be his workload going forward. You know, it stands out like an outlier considering he was leading the NFL in touches per game before this past week. It may not be 22 touches per game like it was, but I still think that Joe Mixon is the lead bell cow. He's involved in the passing game. He plays on a great offense. And if people are willing to sell him, I'm going to be willing to buy.
Corey, he's got Atlanta, Cleveland, and Carolina coming up before the bye in week 10. Do you want to buy, sell, or hold Joe Mixon?
Again, we come back to this point all the time. It really all depends what you're getting. I lean sell because I don't think Joe Mixon's been quite the same player this year. He's like 9.6% tackles avoided per attempt. He still gets, you know, one of the better workloads in the NFL. So you can hang your hat on that. We expect the offensive line as the season goes along to get a little bit better with all the new pieces that they've added. And he has, you know, high touchdown opportunity in the offense that he plays in. But if I can get one of these young ascending running backs for the same, you know, price tag that I have to give up for Joe Mixon, if somebody's willing to buy into Joe Mixon and I can get DeAndre Swift, Breece Hall, or Kenneth Walker in exchange for Joe Mixon, maybe even for Kenneth Walker's sake, Kenneth Walker plus for Joe Mixon, then I would definitely be taking that because Joe Mixon, I came on here the first time I came on this podcast, I kind of waxed poetic about, you know, running backs with a lot of touches under their belt and the age and touch apex. And I mean, Joe Mixon's nearing 1,500 career touches and 1,200 of those are carries. And elite running backs typically fall off around 1,100. So not saying that I'm out on Joe Mixon or I'm completely selling the dude, but if I can transition into a younger back with a similar outlook, I'm probably going to do that to mitigate the kind of risk that I see with Joe Mixon.
Well, it's funny you should say Kenneth Walker and another player. I'm going to give you that opportunity. See if I can tempt you with a trade offer, Joe Mixon or Ken Walker and Kareem Hunt. Which side of that deal do you want to be on?
I'd rather have Walker straight up than Mixon rest of the season. So give me Walker.
Even straight up. Okay. Yeah, look at this. All right. Are you of the same mind here, Andrew Erickson? Mixon or Walker and Hunt? I'm giving you two guys here. I'm giving you Walker plus.
Yeah. I mean, I view Mixon and Walker pretty similarly, like rest of the season. It's probably a coin flip for me, honestly.
With 1,500 less carry.
Yeah. But you obviously have more ambiguity with Walker. I mean, he started one NFL game. So there are more question marks. And I think that long term, I think that we probably have more confidence that the Bengals are going to be an above average offense rather than the Seahawks being an above average offense. Just, I know Geno's been good, but I think that Joe Burrow is better. Hot take. Fact that I can get
it is, but yeah.
The fact that I can also get Kareem Hunt, who I still think like has a, you know, a fraction of a chance of getting traded to one of these, like if he ends up in LA or one of these teams that has some running back issues, I think that could be really skyrocket his type of value. So if I get Kareem Hunt plus Kenneth Walker, yeah, I would take that deal too.
All right, let's see if I can double up again here. Travis Etienne and Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Joe Mixon. So all of your TikToks have finally leaked into my brain, Andrew Erickson. Travis Etienne and Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Joe Mixon? What side do you want the rest of the season?
I think this one I'm still going to stick with the Joe Mixon side. I still like Travis Etienne as a player to acquire, but look, he has the hardest hurdle to get overcome with James Robinson. Like James Robinson's still like a thing in part of this offense, and a lot of these other running backs that we're seeing breaking out, Breece Hall had to bait out Michael Carter, you know, a day 3 pick. We saw Kenneth Walker, you know, Rashad Penny got hurt. James Robinson has been an RB1 the first 2 years of his NFL career. Like, it's just harder for him to leap and just totally neutralize James Robinson. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I mean, I've been trying to get rid of this guy ever since he started scoring touchdowns at an unsustainable rate, so I don't want him now after he's basically, his role is just so bad on the Chiefs. So I don't want Edwards-Helaire, and I'd just rather have Mixon right now over Etienne.
All right, Corey, how about you? Same deal. Travis Etienne and Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Joe Mixon. Is this enough of a cash out for you for Mixon?
No. As much as I said, I'm, you know, not 100% confident in Mixon, I would need more than this. It's kind of just the CEH part of it. He's just a complete eyesore for me in this deal. If you give me Travis Etienne and like, you know, Devontae Smith or some kind of like wide receiver 2 type of value there, then I'd be probably more willing to do that. But I think I'll just stick with the big workload with Mixon. Like I said, I still expect the guy to be closer to what he was against the Ravens than he was the first couple of weeks of the season. But I'm not going to sell him for what I consider you know, one of the more risky acquisitions with Travis Etienne. As much as I like what I've seen out of him in recent weeks, he's definitely a lot more risky than what Joe Mixon represents in CH. He's like a 40% snap share player. I'm not buying into that quite yet.
All right, fair enough. Now, all the names I've mentioned, by the way, are all part of the top players traded on the Sleeper app, which, so if you've heard me mention Aaron Jones, Breece Hall, even Kareem Hunt, Ken Walker, Travis Etienne, Mixon and Taylor, obviously, too. All those guys are out there for the taking. So if you want some of them, this is the time to get in because people are looking to move. Let's move ourselves here. CD Lamb, a guy that a lot of people traded away a few weeks ago, Corey. And now it looks like some people want to trade back for him potentially, or maybe they want to trade him away again. I don't know. It seems more like the former, not the latter. So are you buying, selling, or holding CD Lamb at this juncture with Dak's imminent return in week 7?
Yeah, it's funny you mention it because on the Trade Targets show on my own channel, CD Lamb will be on the thumbnail of that video because he is the biggest buy in fantasy right now. I was screaming to buy him after week 1 when everybody wanted to throw him to the wolves after Dak Prescott went down. But I mean, we're talking about a guy that was leading the NFL in with a 35% target share entering the week last week, had 10 targets again. He's had 2 down games now. So, I mean, people are a little bit iffy on him, but Dak is coming back this week and that unlocks high-end wide receiver 1 range of outcomes for CD Lamb. He's no doubt my biggest buy at this position.
All right. Andrew Erickson, real quick, same thing, buy, sell, or hold CD?
Yeah, no, buying CD Lamb. Like I am so fixated, you know, I look a lot at player usage. So seeing CD Lamb's 35% target share on the year, like ranks number 1 among all receivers. Like he was never like a buy low guy in my mind. Like I just figured that everyone viewed CD Lamb as like, dude, this guy literally leads the NFL in target share. Like he's nasty. Like you can, but people, I didn't know people were trying to get rid of him. Like I'm definitely trying to buy him. And I talked about in a video about buying Michael Gallup, but I would have just gone right for CD Lamb if I knew that people were not as high on him as I am.
Well, let's see if we can put some packages together here, see what's going to take to get CeeDee Lamb from these guys. CeeDee Lamb or Alan Lazard and Devonta Smith rest of season. So you're going to have 2 players, Lazard and Smith. Corey, do you want those 2 or do you want CD?
These are the type of trades I make to get players like CD. So I will take Lamb. Assuming you can, again, handle losing some depth, it's an easy trade to make. Give me the stud.
Andrew, same for you. I'm giving you some good quality depth. So I understand some teams definitely need that when they have injuries. Like if you're the Keenan Allen manager, certainly you could use some depth here. But what do you think here? Is this not the right side of the trade to be on? You want to be on Lamb or Smith and Lazard?
I'd rather just have 1 consistent wide receiver versus Lazard and Devontae, who are just like spiked week guys. Like they're going to have bust games where Lamb is going to be way more consistent. I'm going to feel better about starting him every single week versus, oh, is this the week do I start Lazard or Smith? Like I hate having to make that decision every single week because half the time I'm going to be wrong. And so I don't want to make that. So make it easier myself as a owner and manager, just get CeeDee Lamb.
All right, I'm going to change this one on the fly on you guys. CeeDee Lamb or Michael Pittman and Kyle Pitts. Everybody hates tight end. No one has any good ones, really, unless you have Andrews or Kelsey for the most part. So you want to take a flyer here on Kyle Pitts and a theoretical 1A wide receiver who's had a lot of up and down games with Michael Pittman, or do you just want CeeDee Lamb, Erickson?
See, I hate when you change the sheet. You change the show sheet. Like, you know,
you're too prepared. Well, because I'm looking at it and I can tell from where you guys are that it's not enough.
You got to up the ante.
I'm instantly upping the ante in real time. This is my job. This is what I do. So Pittman and Pitts.
Well, your analysis was correct because Kirk and Pitts would not have gotten it done. But I still like Michael Pittman a lot. Like I still thought he was a wide receiver 1 entering the season. And he showed us just last week that this guy can be a wide receiver 1, 16 targets. So, yeah, again, the fact that I get Michael Pittman, I don't think it's such a significant drop off from CeeDee Lamb and that I can take a flyer on Kyle Pitts, especially if I am just like streaming tight end. I have no answer at the position. Then, yeah, I think I would lean towards the Pittman and Pitts side.
I also know the chords to play when it comes to Andrew Erickson, and Kyle Pitts is still a chord. It's still in there. All that work in July and August, I know deep down he's still rooting for him, very much so. So, Corey, I'll put the same trade to you now. Michael Pittman and Kyle Pitts for CeeDee Lamb. Which side do you want to be on?
I mean, Erickson mentioned streaming tight ends. You probably had a better tight end production than what Kyle Pitts is going to give you if you've been streaming tight ends right now. I'm probably going to take
that's
Lamb.
In the past. We're looking forward.
Of course. Yes. But I mean, the Falcons have thrown the ball 22.8 times per game so far this year, which for reference, if that were to keep up the entire season, be the lowest number since the 2005 Steelers. And Drake London's got a 30% target share right now. So I'm not super in on buying low on Kyle Pitts. I think it's going to be, you know, a lot of frustration with the dude. I like Pittman, but I think he's more of like a high end wide receiver 2. type of guy. I think we have legitimate high-end wide receiver one upside with CeeDee Lamb. He's a top six receiver for me the rest of the season, so I'll take Lamb still. Unless you're completely, you know, devoid of depth, like I think I would take Lamb.
I would take Lamb as well. I think I want. I always want the needle mover, you know, to go full Roman Reigns on everybody. I want the needle mover. I want the guy who I know can have those splash games and win me a week, especially when we get into playoffs, because that's what it's all about. It's win in advance, right? CeeDee Lamb is one of those guys. I don't know if Pitts can be this year. He can be a contributor. I don't know if Pittman is. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Bird Dogs. Let me tell you about the most comfortable pants you're ever going to wear. They're Bird Dogs. I just got a bunch of them. I've got some shorts. I've got the joggers. I've even got some of the khakis. And I'm telling you, not only does it make my butt look good, but I'm telling you right now, guys, it makes you feel comfortable whether you're hitting the links for some golf or hitting the couch to watch some football. It doesn't matter. Bird Dogs has you covered. They have lots of different types of pants out there, whether it's high quality stuff you're looking to go and work out in or go out on a night on the town. Bird Dogs has you covered. So I'm telling you right now, go check it out. Go to birddogs.com and enter the promo code FANTASYPROS, and they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs rope hat. That's birddogs.com, promo code FANTASYPROS, one word, FANTASYPROS, and boom, a free Bird Dogs rope hat with your pair of Bird Dogs, the most comfortable shorts, pants, and sweatpants with built-in liners in them. Let me tell you, you're never going to want to wear another pair of pants besides Bird Dogs again. You're never going to take them off. Go check them out right now at birddogs.com. And now, back to the action. All right, let's go to another guy who's being just moved all over the place on the Sleeper app. It's Deebo Samuel. So Deebo Samuel, buy, sell, or hold Andrew Erickson. What do you want to do with Deebo?
I'm probably just going to hold him. I mean, he's been okay this year from the perspective of where you drafted him. You know, he definitely got a bump from seeing Jimmy Garoppolo like be the quarterback instead of Trey Lance. And so that's kind of helped him suck up more targets. But with this 49ers offense, like, it's just hard for him, George Kittle, and Ayuk to all produce at the same time unless Jimmy Garoppolo throws the ball 40 times, which is what we saw last week. But that, unless the 49ers defense is like all hurt, like for the rest of the season, which we've seen this happen before where elite defenses get hurt and then the other offense has to become really pass heavy, like what we saw last year with the Baltimore Ravens, I just don't see Deebo Samuel as someone that I got to go get Deebo Samuel. But I also don't want to just like get rid of him because I know that he was a top five wide receiver last year. He's really talented. He creates plays after the catch. So I'm not trying to get rid of him because the 49ers could throw the ball a little bit more if their defense does not get healthy. So I think that he's probably a hold for me. I think I would entertain the idea of selling him rather than buying him if I could get a strong return.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can tempt the boys with some offers for Deebo Samuel. Before I do, I want to remind everybody, if you've got trades you're trying to figure out in your league, we have the Trade Analyzer and Trade Finder tools over at My Playbook on fantasypros.com/myplaybook. Go check these out. Sync your leagues over. There's plenty of time to get My Playbook and get all those tools. And the Trade Finder and Trade Analyzer is going to find trades in your league that you might not even thought about that are available for you to go out and try to make the ways to improve your team. And you'll find out what the likelihood of trades that you might think are good trades that you're sending out there, whether or not they're going to get accepted at all. So these are two incredible tools, just part of the amazing suite of tools of My Playbook. Go check them out at fantasypros.com/myplaybook. You can do that. You could also download the app over on the Apple or Google stores. Go check them out today. Again, they are part of our higher end premium tools, but I got good news for y'all. You can go to fantasypros.com/offers today. Still go make a deposit in one of our partner sites and get 6 free months of our premium products at Fantasy Pros. Then you get the Trade Analyzer, the Trade Finder, the Waiver Wire Assist, and all of those things at My Playbook. So go check it out. Fantasy better with My Playbook and Fantasy Pros. All right. I've got some time now. You've had some time to think about some trade offers, what your value might be for one Deebo Samuel. So Deebo or Davante Adams, rest of season, Andrew Erickson, who do you want?
I want Davante Adams.
All right. How about you? Same thing there, Corey. You still want Davante Adams over Deebo?
Yeah, give me Davante Adams. Real quick, the funniest stat in all of fantasy football is Deebo Samuel was the major regression candidate coming into the year. He's averaging exactly what is expected fantasy points per game in actual fantasy points per game right now. So for me, he's also a hold, but I would prefer Davante Adams.
He's the living version of it is what it is. That's actually what you said there. Do you guys both feel like the Raiders, I know we kind of touched on this on the waiver wire pod, that the Raiders could be this team that as the season goes on, they're going to get better and better. I feel like that potential is there, Corey. Do you agree?
Yeah, I still think Devontae Adams is a top five receiver rest of the season. So I'm pretty on board with that. Jacobs is playing really well. Adams, you know, obviously playing at a high level. Once, you know, the ancillary guys, if Renfro can do something, if Waller can come back at some point, I think we're talking about an offense that could definitely be, you know, top 10, top five type scoring unit.
All right. How about Deebo Samuel or A.J. Brown? A.J. Brown certainly had some big splash games, but been a little inconsistent, one might say, as well. You know, one week he's wide receiver 12, one he's wide receiver 69. That can frustrate a lot of people. Deebo, maybe a little bit more consistent, although every now and then you get an Ayuk smash game. So, Corey, what do you want here? You want Deebo rest of season or A.J. Brown straight up?
Yeah, A.J. Brown, you got to live with the lows to get the highs. So I'll take A.J. Brown, but that is pretty close. They're both like back-end wide receiver ones from your rest of season.
Yeah, these guys are both rest of season on fantasypros.com/rankings, still number one wide receivers. But out of curiosity, do you have a preference between these two, Andrew Erickson?
I prefer A.J. Brown. I like A.J. Brown more during draft season, and I don't think I've seen anything through the first 6 weeks, except the Eagles not losing any games, that would change my mind to keep A.J. Brown ranked ahead of Deebo.
Buy low, sell high.
All right, let's move on to the next part of the show here. The top wide receivers to buy low and sell high. Let's start with the buying. Who are we buying low on this week, Andrew Erickson?
So I like Romeo Doubs for the Green Bay Packers. He's still seeing a pretty strong target share in that offense. So he had 9 targets, same as Alan Lazard last week. Both of them got out-targeted by Robert Tonyan. But, you know, Dobbs's usage is still just top tier. Like, he's running a route on nearly all of Aaron Rodgers' dropbacks. Like, and that's a lot to say for a guy that was a day three rookie. Like, he is a entrenched starter in this offense. He saw over 100 air yards last week. Alan Lazard also saw over 150 air yards, 20% target share over his last 4 games. And week 7, look, are the Packers offense going to suck all year? Like, maybe, but week 7 against the Commanders, like, this is a get right spot for this passing attack. So I think Doubs could blow up potentially in this game. He had 2 deep targets last week, did not catch either of them. I don't think that's going to happen 2 weeks in a row. So I think Doubs, as a rookie, can make some splash plays in week 7 and see his fantasy value really spike. So I know that it's kind of been disappointing from the last couple of weeks, but the targets are there, the routes are there. I would not drop him, and I would actually feel pretty good about him as a wide receiver 3 or flex play.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be talked about the DFS show on Friday. I already told D-Bro we're going to talk about going all in here with Aaron Rodgers against the Commanders. Look, it's just, it's there. It's there for the taking. I know they lost to the Jets. Get over it. That was last week. Let's look forward. So Romeo Doubs is yours. How about you, Corey? Who are you looking to buy low wide receiver in week 7?
That's elite football team, New York Jets, to you, by the way. T. Higgins is my biggest buy low at wide receiver. His struggles have mostly been like injury related. And especially when you play, if you guys play in more like casual leagues where people aren't quite in tune to all the reports and they're not following them quite as closely as they should be, you can take advantage of T. Higgins' frustration, because even despite being limited in and out of the lineup in a couple of the games this year, in the healthy games, he's recorded 10, 7, 9, and 10 targets. And overall, just over the course of him and Jamar Chase's careers, he's been on par, if not out-targeting Jamar Chase for the most part. He's a back-end wide receiver 1 for me rest of the season. I don't think you'll have to pay nearly that high of a price for T. Higgins right now. You can take guys coming off of spike weeks like the sell high I'm going to get into, and a couple other guys. His target share is unmatched, and this offense is going to get better as the season goes along. This offense scores nearly 29 points per game when T. Higgins has 3 or more targets and is not limited, versus 18 when he's out or limited in the lineup.
All right, let's try to find some guys to sell high. So, Corey, let's stick with you. Who is a guy in week 7 that you're looking to move on from?
Yeah, the guy is Gabriel Davis. He's had a bunch of bomb touchdowns the last 2 weeks. It's a pretty
hurts
easy
my soul, Corey.
Me.
You better have a real good argument on this one.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically B plus Mike Williams for the most part. Like, we know exactly what we're getting out of both of these guys. They're going to have their boom games. They're going to have their down games. He hasn't exceeded more than 6 targets in a game this season, and that's fine when you play with Josh Allen, because you're going to have opportunities to make good on those targets that you do get, and you catch honey lemons for 98 yards down the field. But it's going to result in just as many down games, if not more, as it does boom touchdown games. So for me, anytime I get a player like Gabriel Davis, which I know what he is, he's a high-end wide receiver 3, boomer bust type of option, I'd like to tier up to guys like T. Higgins, who I think can be much more than that, or Chris Godwin, or DK Metcalf, or Jalen Waddle, or Amon-Ra St. Brown. And even if I have to add a small piece to get that done using Gabriel Davis, I'm willing to do that.
Here's a question for you, Corey. I just want to push back a little bit, because I love Gabe Davis, and you're right. There is boomer bust built into him theoretically. But this is also the Bills offense. This is also Josh Allen. This is a very high octane offense that does want to throw the ball. And in all 3 games where Gabe Davis was healthy, in week 1, week 5, and week 6, He finished as a wide receiver one, basically. He was 13, 1, and 12 in those games. So when he's healthy, he's played more like a wide receiver one than necessarily the wide receiver three with boom upside that you're talking about. So why do you think he is that guy and not necessarily the guy that we see when healthy is a wide receiver or 1A closer to T. Higgins?
Because he's averaging five targets a game this season. That's why he's a wide receiver three with boom upside. And like I said,
quality targets.
Maybe he's a wide receiver three with boom upside profile wise, but that means he's a consistent wide receiver two type of area in weekly rankings because of the upside that he presents. But for me, anytime any profile like that has two great games in a row, it's kind of like the Clyde Edwards-Helaire of wide receivers. It's like he gets this elevated opportunity because he plays for Kansas City, but he's not getting the volume of a wide receiver one or a wide receiver two even.
I'm contractually obligated to defend the honor of Gabe Davis because I have so many shares. So nothing personal. It's just how I'm built right now. So, all right, let's go to the guy that you want to sell high. Who is that guy for you, Andrew Erickson?
Yeah, I'm going to do he's kind of like the opposite of Gabe Davis, where all he does is get targets, but he doesn't do anything with them. Juju Smith-Schuster for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I mean, look, this past week, he actually didn't see his usual target load. Like, he'd been seeing basically eight targets in every single game except one entering week six. So Juju saw five targets, 14% target share, 11% target rate per route run. And he had 113 receiving yards and one touchdown, which basically came a lot on one broken tackle, and he basically ran into the end zone. And we really haven't seen that yards after the catch from Juju in like 3 years. Like, I was like, oh my God, like Juju can make plays after the catch. Like, this is amazing. I just think this is the perfect sell high. The Chiefs have shown us through the first 6 weeks that Patrick Mahomes does not favor any of these receivers. Like, it's Travis Kelce is the number one. And then depending on if the defense is playing zone, it's going to be Juju. If they're playing man, they're going to use MVS instead. Like, it changes every single week. So, you know, the fact that Juju had a big week here does not instill confidence that, oh, now he's going to be the guy. He's going to be consistent moving forward. No, like, that does not read to me that this is the new situation here. It's the same situation. He's just coming off a spike week, and this is when you sell wide receivers. After they go over 100 yards and they score a touchdown, and people are like, oh, like, Juju, he's finally going to hit. He's finally going to be the guy that we've been hoping he's been the last couple of years. I just don't think that's the case. I mean, his target share this year is the same as Robbie Anderson and Romeo Doubs, 18%. Like, it's really not that great, and it's not going to move the needle for me because we just haven't seen enough of the spike week potential in this offense from him so far. So I think that you can move off of him for some of these upside running backs. Like, if I get ETN, oh my God, like, yeah, I would love to trade Juju for Travis ETN.
We said this on Sunday on our live stream before the games, Erickson. We talked about Juju, and the best case scenario is to have a great play Juju this week. And if you hit, trade him immediately. Well, wishes do come true, Andrew Erickson. This is your spot. This is your window. Don't get fooled again, everybody. Please, this is your chance. Andrew gave you the target share. He told you all the things are going the wrong direction with Juju. Make the move now. This is your window. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about DraftKings. You ever hate when you're just sitting around on a random Thursday night watching an NFL game that's kind of boring, maybe? And you wish you had a little skin in that game? Well, DraftKings can get you all set up because they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And when you have a little bit of something invested in a game, the games get a whole lot more interesting. Right now, new customers can make any $5 bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. So check this out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up speed game parlays. Check them out today. Again, would you want to go over and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now? Use that promo code FANTASYPROS to get $200 in free bets if your team wins by just placing a $5 bet on any NFL game. And you can only find that at DraftKings, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And don't forget, when you sign up, use that promo code FANTASYPROS. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And now back to the action. Corey, you're the guest. Give me your favorite buy low RB of the week, because we got to plug some holes here.
Yeah, it's actually a guy, I go big. When I'm buying low on running backs, I don't buy like RB2s, and I'm going big. I'm buying a guy that was on buy this past week, who's been out for the last couple weeks with a shoulder injury / ankle injury, in DeAndre Swift. And I think he's especially appealing to those of you guys that are ahead in your league right now. You're 6-0, you're 5-1, you're 4-0, whatever your team situation is. But we've really only seen one game this year where DeAndre Swift has been the bell cow of this offense. He's been on the field healthy, and he was on a pitch count in weeks 2 and 3. But week one, that first week that we saw with him, he was a 67% snap share player, 66% of the routes for the Lions. We know that they've been scoring at a higher rate than maybe even we anticipated coming into the year. He's running all the long down and distance, all the 2-minute drill work. and he got 18 opportunities for 180 total yards in that game. So he's been nearly a month since the injury that he suffered in week three. The AC joint sprain that he has right now, they typically don't cause performance impact historically, according to some of the injury docs that I've read on Twitter. And he's had, like I said, more than enough time to come back to full strength because of the bye last week that the Detroit Lions had. I think using some of the inefficient vets that I've kind of talked about with Mixon, potentially Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, who we're probably going to talk about at some point too. I think if you can transition them one for one for DeAndre Swift, if you're 6-0 or 5-1 or 4-2 in your leagues, maybe you can even get DeAndre Swift plus, depending on your league format. I definitely love going after DeAndre Swift right now.
All right, Andrew Erickson, who are you going after in week 7?
Travis Etienne. That's who I'm going after. Not for Mixon, but I still want to go after Travis Etienne.
Wait. Let me take a look at this record. Yep, it's broken. Okay, go ahead. Play it anyway.
Look, man, it's the same exact spiel we talked about with Breece Hall for many weeks until the bye window basically closed.
Until you couldn't do it anymore.
Where Etienne, the window almost shut because he ripped off that massive run in the start of the game on red zone. And I'm like, oh no, like the Etienne window, it's closed. But he pretty much didn't really do a lot for the rest of the game. So finished with 10 carries for 86 yards. James Robinson, just 12 carries for 54 yards. But over the last 3 weeks, Etienne, more targets, more snaps, more routes, more rushing yards than James Robinson. Like this is the new reality with this Jacksonville Jaguars offense. Like they are trying to feature Etienne more. They're taking James Robinson out of the picture, not completely, but little by little, it's more Etienne that we're seeing. And it's just going to take 1 week of him scoring two touchdowns. And then it's like, oh, we can't get him anymore because people are going to value him much higher. So once he finds the end zone, that's when you're going to really see his fantasy production spike. Look, he's PFF's fifth highest graded rusher this season. And when you look at Fantasy Pro's strength of schedule tool, the number one schedule for running backs rest of the season, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nice plug of the tools there. Well done. All right, let's go to the guys we want to get rid of. Who are we selling high at RB? Corey, back to you. Who's your number one candidate this week in week 7?
Yeah, so Erickson actually took both my buy low and my sell high. Like if I had my choice, I would pick both of the players that he picked. I love Etienne as well. He's 6.5 yards per touch, over 6.5 yards per touch so far, the first 6 games of his career. The only players to do that, Bo Jackson, Adrian Peterson, and Saquon Barkley, the last 3 to 2 games.
So
I'd say that's pretty good company right now. Yes. But sell high running back, again, I don't think there's a glaring sell high running back. So I kind of want to clarify with that. I don't think there's one guy that I'm like, aside from the guy that Erickson took, selling right now. But Nick Chubb is actually the guy that I'm going with because this past week, I think people might see it as a buy low window. So I'm kind of trying to work in reverse here because he had a down week. But with Nick Chubb, I think it's been the same story for the last couple of years with him. He simply has to break away a long touchdown to be a top guy every week or get into the end zone because he's a 50% snap share running back. He's clearly one of the best running backs in the league, so he's very capable of doing that. But the Browns play the Ravens, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Bucks the next 5 games. They're going to be underdogs in all 5 of those per Vegas. And I'm talking about basically taking advantage of market perception right now because Nick Chubb is the RB2 in fantasy. I think you can trade him for virtually any running back that you want outside of maybe Saquon Barkley. If you can take, Jonathan Taylor straight up for him, or maybe even Taylor plus, you can go after a McCaffrey. You can go after, DeAndre Swift plus, Breece Hall plus, whatever one of these running backs that you love over Nick Chubb. I think he's a guy that has like a low end RB1 type of workload that you can trade for guys that have high end RB1 workloads.
All right, Andrew Erickson, who are you looking to move on from and sell high at the RB position this week?
I'm moving on from Dalvin Cook. So we saw Cook have 13 carries in week 6. And the first half, he had 5 carries for 9 yards. Like he was basically a ghost. I saw the ghost memes on Twitter. I'm like, Dalvin Cook, like, where is he? But then he obviously showed up in the box score because he ripped off 53-yard touchdown run. But the fact that he's not seeing any work in the receiving game is concerning to me. And even when Alexander Mattison has been healthier, we've seen Alexander Mattison really eat into Dalvin Cook's target share. Now, this past week, Cook had an 87% snap share, which was one of his highest marks of the season. Well, people look at that, oh, great, like Cook's getting the work again. But Alexander Mattison was on the injury report all week. He played a season low with 13% snap share. So out of the bye week, I think we're going to see Mattison and Dalvin Cook back to how it was when Cook first came back from his shoulder injury, where it was 57% of the snaps for Cook, 43% of the snaps for Alexander Mattison. So I think that Dalvin Cook, he's viewed as, okay, he's like a top elite guy. I don't think he is an elite guy. I think that he's really on the back end, like RB 10 to 12 range. And I think that you can get more for him than what his perceived value is.
Would you rather have Mixon or Cook rest of season?
I'd rather have Mixon. Has a better role as a receiver than Dalvin Cook does. So I would take Mixon.
I'm just asking. You don't have to get all defensive about it. I'm just kidding.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's get to your questions here in the listener mailbag. These are straight from our Discord channel, fantasypros.com/chat. It's free to join. Go check it out. But obviously, if you are a premium member, and you can be, there's still plenty of time to do that over fantasypros.com/offers. You make a little deposit there, and just like that, you get 6 free months of our premium product, and you get access to all of our Discord stages, AMAs, our touchdown calls game 2. We just gave away a Stephon Diggs jersey. We're giving away stuff. It's amazing. Go check it out at fantasybros.com/chat. This one is from dburns48. Did I win or lose my trade? That's all everybody wants, to win or lose. Just make good trades, everybody. That helps everyone. I gave up Nick Chubb, Gabe Davis, AJ Dillon, and I received Saquon Barkley and Damian Pierce. All right, let's go right to the guy who wanted to sell Chubb in the first place. Corey, what do you think about this deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3-for-2, so you got to be concerned of how much depth you're giving up. But give me Barkley. He's the best player in this deal. I think Pierce is the second best player outside of Chubb in this deal. Gabriel Davis, I'm going to talk about when we do the wide receiver episode as well. And AJ Dillon, he's a great, you know, handcuff to have, a guy that has a lot of intrinsic value if Aaron Jones ever gets injured, which it looks like he may have gotten injured against the Jets. But I will take Barkley and Pierce on this side of the deal.
Andrew, same thing for you?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to take the Barkley and Pierce side.
All right, let's get to the next one from Chalupa Batman. Trade Melvin Gordon and Darren Waller for Connor and Kittle. This seems like a futile existence here for this trade. Andrew Erickson, what side of this deal do you want to be on? And you can't say neither.
I mean, right now there's only one player of these four guys listed that I actually feel decent about, and that's George Kittle. So right. I'm just going to take that side.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Kittle side for you as well, Corey?
I mean, hopefully you got this deal done before Monday Night Football, because you might not be able to trade Gordon anymore. I would say I don't want either of these running backs, Connor or Gordon, but at least Connor, you know, when he's been on the field, gets a better workload than what Gordon got last night. And it looks like Waller's going to be out for a couple weeks. So yeah, I'll just take the side that has George Kittle on it.
You know, it's funny, before the show, we were talking about Melvin Gordon. Andrew and I were talking about that as soon as Javonte got hurt, any Melvin Gordon shares that we both had, we traded immediately, because the theoretical value was always going to be greater than whatever we saw on the field. And it's something that we need to take notice of. You know, just because a spot opens up doesn't mean necessarily that's the guy or the right guy to all of a sudden fill those shoes. And sometimes that theoretical value in trades is far greater than the actual value. Take advantage of perceived value. Last question here. Let's take advantage of McGoldie's question. Dalvin Cook or Devontae Adams, straight up. Andrew Erickson, what side of this deal do you want to be on?
Sorry, I need to fix my computer for smashing the accept button, because I want Devontae Adams. Like, this is so easy for me. Yeah,
it's easy for me too. I know RB is hard to find though. So in that context, Corey, is it still just as easy as Devontae Adams for you as well?
Take him to the woodshed. Adams, easy.
Adams for me too. 3-for-3. Sometimes these deals are easy, and this is the time of year when the trade market is really heating up. So on the Sleeper app, that's a great spot there to play your leagues. Make sure you're going out there, being an active manager, making the deals that you need. I want to thank our guests too for joining us here. Fantastic stuff. You can follow him on the Twitter machine at Football Stock, and go check out the fantasy stock exchange as well, Corey Bushlin. We appreciate your time and your energy and your disdain for anyone who's trying to get rid of Jonathan Taylor. We appreciate that here on the show. Go check out the Fantasy Stock Exchange over on the YouTube. Go subscribe to that channel as well. They do great work over there. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FANTASYPROS to get $200 in free bets. If your team wins, just place a $5 bet on any football game, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And don't forget to use that promo code FANTASYPROS. DraftKings is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And don't forget about Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com, enter the promo code FANTASYPROS, and they're going to throw in a free Bird Dogs rope hat when you buy the most comfortable pants you've ever worn your whole life. Shorts, pants, sweatpants with built-in liners. What? birddogs.com. Go check them out, and don't forget to use that promo code FANTASYPROS when you do. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Corey Bushlin and Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FantasyPros.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.